True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, check out the show, take an extended lunch break here on a Tuesday. You deserve it, but it is a terrible Tuesday for Commanders fans like myself. We want to hear from you. Make this the most interactive radio show possible. Just vent about the loss. Tell us your frustrations. 833-804-0910. I'll tell you mine first. My reaction to the loss, I mean, I'm so pissed off, right? I mean, I really struggled to get to sleep last night. Stop, I had to put on The Maze Runner on Netflix. I liked that movie as a kid. It put me to sleep last night, but it got me focused on other things, all right, which I needed.
No, absolutely. I have not seen that one, but that's an interesting... That's a loud movie, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, loud, a lot of action, people getting killed, robots. Yeah. It's what I needed. I didn't get to sleep till like 1:30 last night because I just couldn't stop thinking about the game. Then I put on that movie and then kind of got lost in it for a little. But I woke up today feeling like we just completely botched a game there. We lost that game ourselves. And... like, if you asked me, did the Bears make winning plays, right? Winning time plays. No! The Bears didn't make winning plays. I believe Washington dropped the game because Jaden Daniels dropped the ball. And here's the thing. If Jaden Daniels had a pattern of mistakes, if Jaden Daniels had a history of drops, I'd be furious. But he doesn't. He's the NFL Rookie of the Year at quarterback. I still think he's way better than Caleb Williams. And I think I was proven that by the way this game played out. He dropped the ball. He's not done this before. And it's just like our head coach who got knocked down and got back up again. And our team motto for this season of getting knocked down and get back up again. He dropped the ball. He got knocked down. I'm pretty confident he's going to get back up again. We will bounce back. And I loved what I saw offensively from the second quarter to about the middle of the fourth quarter for that game. There was a lot to like. I'm pissed off because we lost, but there was a lot to like. I mean, we were without Terry McLaurin. We were without Noah Brown. Deebo Samuel was not in there for 100% of the snaps like usual, right? And yet Luke McCaffrey made a play. Jalen Lane made a play. Early on, Chris Moore was stepping up. I mean, this was an opportunity to see what other guys we have. And they gave us some juice, right? I mean, Jalen Lane with that huge catch. Luke McCaffrey played well, got into the end zone. And we really should have won that game with backup wide receivers. And to me, that's a big positive. So there's a lot to be disappointed about. And believe me, I'm angry. But I feel very strong about this team's ability to bounce back and get back up again and throw the next punch. And that next punch will be against our arch rivals, the Dallas Cowboys. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Let's go to Brad in Smithfield. What's up, Brad? You're on The Fan.
Hey, Adam. I was at the game last night. You know, they talk about the wet ball. It really wasn't that wet until, like, I don't know, half of the last fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I don't see why they were complaining that much about the ball. I remember my biggest complaint last night. They called for a blackout. They advertised it all week long. Everybody blackout. And then they sell white parkas at the game. They won't let you look in the stands and see everybody was white. That was my biggest complaint. You know, it's just like the organization. You know, you wouldn't see that. You wouldn't see that in Landover. I mean, you wouldn't see that in other teams. You'd see that for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. That's frustrating. What about in terms of what took place on the field? What's the most upset you're about? What's the most thing you're upset about?
I mean, can we get a kicker?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't understand. Why do we punt on the 40-yard line at the end of the game?
Yeah.
You know, that was a 57-yard field goal. Why can't we make that? I don't know. You know.
No. Well, that's a great point. We don't have confidence in our kicker. Dan Quinn does not have confidence in Matt Gay. And it's changed the outcome of two different games now. The Packers game could have been completely different, a 9-point loss if he had made two field goals and we had the ball at the end of the game there. And the Chicago game, not only did he miss in a game we lost by one, but the coaching staff did not have confidence in him to go out there and kick it from a distance that we're seeing kickers make around the league right now. And I think that's the thing that pisses me off most. This was an issue last year. It was an issue the year before that. Adam Peters was supposed to handle this, and he has not been able to yet.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
On to the Cowboys.
On to the Cowboys. Good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. I think we can get back up again, for sure. But I had thought that Matt Gay had started to gain some confidence. And now I've lost all the confidence in him, and Dan Quinton as well. I mean, like, I think that was a great point by the caller there. We are in position before the fumble, right? The drive before that, we're in good position. We're at the Chicago 39-yard line. First and 10 at the Chicago 39-yard line with 8 minutes on the clock. And you're up by two. You have to win that game. You have to get one more first down or get a kicker that can go hit it from 55-plus and give yourself a four-point lead, a five-point lead, and then they need a touchdown to come back and win it. And I didn't think Chicago was going to move the ball fully down the field and into the end zone. Now, they did get all the way to a chip field goal at the end, right at the buzzer. But if they had to get a touchdown at the end, I think we would have won that game. And that was on Cliff Kingsbury there. It was three bad play calls in a row. And then it's an organizational issue that you don't trust your kicker to make from a distance that it feels like 75 to 90% of kickers are hitting from a consistent basis right now in the National Football League. First and 10 from the Chicago 39. Bill, no gain. Daniels, incomplete. Fourth down. Oh, yeah, we're going to punt. And it was a good punt by Tressway. Lands it inside of the 10. And we do get a three and out, right? So we did get the ball back. But we should have gotten the ball back up by five, being able to put the game to bed for good with that next drive there. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. So, I mean, that loss last night was a gut punch. And I know the locker room is sore, and they're definitely hurting from the defeat, so am I. But I'm pretty confident that the leaders of that locker room are not going to let this snowball into a bunch of defeats. I don't think so. It sucks because the schedule heats up right now. And we already took a game from L.A., right? Now we're going to have to go and take a game from Dallas. There were a lot of positives in this game, but, of course, the negatives overpower the positives. Those turnovers really piled up. I mean, Stubb, I don't know about you, but when this game got to 24-22 and Washington got the ball back, and this is actually during the drive that caller was talking about where they settled for the punt from the 40-yard line, but that whole drive I'm thinking, oh, no. We've made a handful of errors. We are one mistake away from giving the ball back to Chicago and an opportunity to lead and then win 25-24. My suspicions turned true. I never would have guessed that it would be Jaden Daniels losing focus and simply dropping the ball on a handoff, but that's exactly what happened. We had a comedy of errors already happen in that game, interception in the red zone, a bad fumble, and then one more fumble, one more, to really just cost us the game. I just felt like we had made so many errors. What's this team going to do again? Just can continue to stub our toe. And if there's anything to be confused about, it's why when we got the ball back the second time up 24-22, right, did we go pass, 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 run, pass, pass. And I get it. Some of those play designs were pass and Jaden took off and ran. But why are we getting away from the rushing attack? Now, maybe it didn't have all the success in the first three quarters we had hoped, but this is what we talked about all week long. You have to be able to run the ball in the first half and then go back to it in the fourth quarter when the game's on the line. And like I said, had Bill had already fumbled, Jeremy McNichols was running angry, I would have put him in. I would have had Jaden under center and gone actual smash mouth football. It felt obvious. And here's the other thing. Let's just say Jaden hands it off to Bill on third and five. Did it really look like he was going anywhere? Everybody in America knew we were going to run the ball there. There was no creativeness to that. It was just a pistol handoff to Bill. He probably would have been stuffed at the line of scrimmage. I think we would have had to punt again or missed a field goal. Like, that was our opportunity to play smash mouth football. And we put our extra tight ends in. And then we tried to, like, do cute runs around the outside. It just was frustrating. Really frustrating. I don't understand why this coaching staff loves shotguns so much, especially late in games when you put your quarterback under center. And then if you actually play action, he's got room to run himself and boot, right? That's how Chicago scored with Caleb. And that's how they got a key first down later, just booting their quarterback out. Just felt like Cliff Kingsbury got a little too obvious late in that game. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. We want to hear from you, Commanders fans. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here in Richmond, Virginia. We're broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Recapping the football action from last night. There were two Monday night football games, and if you're a Falcons fan, it's a victory Monday. But I think 95% of our listeners, it's a terrible Tuesday for the Washington Commanders. And we'll get to some Commanders comments later. I've been reading what everyone's writing online. And I did like this one from Papa Jack, who listens to the show. He said, "Stub, I still can't get over gifting that game to the Bears. Just such an uncharacteristic mistake we've never seen from Jaden, especially with the game on the line. He was essentially perfect in must-have spots last year. Not much to read into it. fluke mistake, he'll be locked in next week. And I love that positivity, but I'm with him. I can't get over gifting that game to the Bears. During the break, we played the CBS Sports Minute where they talk about how Ben Johnson had good situational football. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. His team did not deserve to win that game. All right? Washington lost that game way more than the Chicago Bears won it. And maybe that's not what they're saying in Chicago. They're probably butt-kissing DeAndre Swift so much. They're probably talking about how they think they have the better quarterback. No, you don't. No, you don't. Caleb Williams threw three interceptable passes. Washington just dropped all three of them. Let's get to the who, what, when, how, and why Washington lost the game. Stubb, you wanted to say something?
Jaden looked like Jaden, aside from that last play. Like, that was probably the best game he'd put on tape up to that point. Those three touchdowns that he threw were beautiful. His scrambles were fantastic. Like, that looked like the Jaden I knew until the end.
Yeah, yeah. And, look, Cliff Kingsbury was so fired up after that play because they had been going to that screen pass over and over again. They fake it, and it was just a terrific play design and execution and a big touchdown and a big spot to take the lead. And then you couldn't build off of that, right? And it's just so frustrating to see Quan Martin make that mistake. That was a training camp tackle when he tried to push DeAndre Swift out of bounds. Grab him and bring him down. Don't try to push him out of bounds because he's around the sidelines. And then Lattimore, who's already, you know, in the doghouse for most Commanders fans, kind of gave up on the play because he thought it was already going to be a tackle. So frustrating. If you want to chime in, we'd love to hear from you. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. All right, let's get to the who, what, when, how, and why Washington lost this game. The who? Stubb, the who is pretty easy. The who is DeAndre Swift. He won this game for the Chicago Bears with 7.7 yards per carry. He's burned us in the past, right? Michael said his last 100-yard game was against these guys, and he did it again. He's so freaking good against us. He's fast. He's quick. He's really hard to bring down in the backfield. And then, oh, yeah, key third down, they're going to throw it to him, and he goes 55 yards to the house.
Just got it away, and it's Swift with a catch, and still going. DeAndre Swift veers into the end zone.
DeAndre Swift with 175 yards by himself. 175 yards. That's more than Washington had with all their guys combined. The what? The what lost this game? The what is turnovers? I mean, that's just so obvious. Like, I can't believe Jaden put it on the turf. I can believe Bill did. I do think we got a little bit ahead of ourselves in terms of hyping him up. I was concerned about fumbles, as I am always about rookie running backs. There was one last week I would have cut down on his carries. Well, you had some other factors that got, you know, came into this decision by the coaching staff. Number one, Chris Rodriguez was not at 100%. Number two, you don't have another guy. And three, McNichols needs to be your emergency scat back. So they went with Bill. He fumbled. They stuck with him. He still had a decent game. But, you know, Jaden's interception was in the red zone. So that took 3 points off the board, right? Bill's fumble put 6 on the board for Chicago, 7, right? And then the fumble at the end gave them 3. So that's 13 points off of turnovers in a 1-point loss. That's what lost the game. Where was this game lost? I do think this game was lost. Where? In the special teams department. Their kicker makes a clutch field goal after getting one blocked, and our guy doinked it. And it was like the loudest doink I've ever heard, right? I mean, I hear thunder that's not as loud as that doink right there at Northwest Stadium. I mean, Matt Gay, we've lost confidence in you. They also didn't put him out there for a 57, 58-yarder because he had missed earlier. And because they didn't have trust in him, they decided to punt it deep. Well, that's another 3 points. Special teams was not as special as it needed to be. When was this game lost? This game was lost when Jaden fumbled the ball. I mean, I just had a gut feeling after that fumble he was not going to get the ball back. There was going to be no Hail Mary this year. Ben Johnson's a good coach. He understands how to get his team into position for a walk-off field goal. That was not good situational coaching. That was just Washington not having good tacklers. I mean, it was third down, and they were going to have to attempt like a 50-yard field goal, Stubb. And they did a pitch to DeAndre Swift And two guys went the wrong way. And they just got out in front with their offensive linemen and blocked, and he ran for 15 yards. And once again, I said the stat earlier, I'm going to say it again. When he ran the ball up the middle, he was stuffed. Got nothing. Stuffed potatoes when he ran up the middle. He had 6 carries up the middle for 17 yards. That's less than 3. We're going to win that game. But when he ran an outside, 8 carries for 91 yards, that is 11 yards a pop. When they ran it outside, I mean, that was the difference, right? When Jaden fumbled, I just knew with the way they were able to run the ball, we were not going to get the ball back. How did Washington lose this game? Giving up too many yards, right? I mean, this loss comes down to the turnovers and the fact that the defense gave up 381 total yards, 19 first downs, 19 first downs. You talk about how the first, quarter of this game, the Bears kind of like dog walked it again up and down the field, just like the Buffalo Bills did. 9 plays, 41-yard field goal. 8 plays, 36-yard field goal. Down 6-0 and a 1. How did Washington lose this game? You gave up way too many yards. And as much as we were able to have good drives, the Bears, when they needed it most, moved the ball down the field and into field goal range. We could not stop them. Why did Washington lose this game? Because we beat ourselves. Dan Quinn, he admitted it afterwards. You're not going to win many games when the turnover battle is -3. Yeah. 0 for Washington, 3 turnovers for Chicago. We also had 5 penalties for 40 yards. I know they had more penalties than us, but 2 of them gave up automatic first downs and in bad spots, and one of them was a drive in which we had Chicago pinned deep, and they were going to be faced with a 3rd and long. But it was a defensive holding, automatic first down, and then they continued to drive down the field after that. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. That was the who, what, when, how, and why Washington lost 25-24 to the Chicago Bears. We'll give you our box score breakdown and AWOD's 10 takeaways from the defeat coming up next. We want to hear from you, Commanders fans. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. It's always tough after a loss here on a terrible Tuesday, but to me, it always feels better when I get to vent out my frustrations, when I talk to my friends, fans of the Commanders, so we want to hear from you, 833-804-0910. I am staying positive that if there's one thing this team has shown, when they get knocked down, they're going to get back up again. Jaden got knocked down. I think he's going to get back up and have a great game next week against our arch rivals, the Dallas Cowboys. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on the Fan.
Looks left. Looks right.
Throws open to Luke McCaffrey behind the defense. He walks into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Luke McCaffrey was sprung free.
This is a great play call, and this is the Deebo Samuel thing. You throw a bunch of bubble screens to it, and then you fake the bubble, and Luke McCaffrey fakes like he's going to block, and he is literally wide open for the touchdown. What a play call.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. Richmond's home for the Commanders. You can hear every game, 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM, 3 hours pregame, 3 hours postgame as well. The Commanders' official radio broadcast can be heard only on 9:10 The Fan in Richmond and the Odyssey app. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly. That was the good, the Luke McCaffrey touchdown, as heard right here on 9:10 The Fan. It's 1 p.m., which means it's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for some?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
All right, let's go right to the phone lines. If you want to chime in, we like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. 833-804-0910. Let's go to Witt in Chesterfield. What's up, Witt? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
AWOD, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How are you?
Good, good. First off, I wanted to just let you know I enjoyed at Football Fest 3, and thanks for the Commander's cap. I'll be wearing it, at the Detroit game in November.
Well, I love to hear that. We had a terrific event in August, but today's a terrible Tuesday. So let's hear from you, Witt. What lost the game for Washington?
Let me tell you. In my opinion, we have dug ourselves one hell of a hole. And I'll tell you why. If we don't beat Dallas on Sunday, then we go to 3-4.
Yeah.
I hate to be a downer, but I don't think we can beat Kansas City in Kansas City on that Monday night. We'd go to 3-5. And then we have a very serious danger of not making the playoffs. We've got to win one of those two road games, and I would rather it be against Dallas because I don't think we could beat Kansas City on the road.
No, we have absolutely dug ourselves a hole because you always want to stay above 500, and we had a great opportunity to get two games above 500. These next four games are going to be the most difficult on the schedule. Dallas, Kansas City, Seattle, and then Detroit.
If we can beat Dallas, and let's say we lose to Kansas City, okay, then we've got to beat Seattle at home, Detroit at home, and win that neutral game against the Dolphins in Spain. And at that point, we'd be 7-4. We're going into the bye, and then we've got six games to go. Let's just say we split those six games. There's your 10 wins there. We can probably get in there.
Right. Well, that's the thing is we've made it very difficult for ourselves to hit 10 wins now because I would be fine with a 2-2 split over the next four games. Dallas and Kansas City are going to be so difficult, both on the road.
I know.
And then we turn home. Seattle can throw the ball with Sam Darnold, and Detroit's one of the best offenses. So at this point, I would be okay with 5-5. And I think that's what we have to root for. I really do. But good call, Witt. I mean, we definitely put ourselves into a bad position. One where we need to steal a victory because Chicago stole one from us. There's no way they should have won that game. We put the ball on the turf way too often. Good call, Witt. I appreciate you chiming in. Let's get to AWOD's 10 takeaways here on the fan. Stub, number one, Jaden Daniels has won us so many games. He lost us this one, unfortunately. That fumble lost us the game. It's on Jaden Daniels. He knows that. He's going to tell the media that. He's going to tell his teammates that. That's why I'm staying optimistic that he's going to pick himself back up again and have a terrific game against the Dallas Cowboys. It wasn't just the fumble, but you cannot throw an interception in the red zone, especially one where on replay he had three guys wide open. Zach Ertz is wide open in the middle of the field. You missed Debo. You were too late to throw that pass. Don't throw it. You also had, I think it was McNichols or Bill in the flat. We were driving the ball. I don't even think that was a third down. Like, check me on that stuff. I think it was like a first or second down. He didn't need to force that pass. He didn't need to force it at all, right? And so that interception in the red zone, so hard to win a game when you have a red zone interception. That's one of those things I was talking about, too. We weren't good enough in the red zone in terms of converting red zone trips into touchdowns.
That was a 2nd and 5 on their 21.
Yeah. 2nd and 5, and Zach Ertz was wide open for a first down. Just keep moving the chains. Jaden tried to force it in there. He tried to get the touchdown to give us more momentum. It was bad. It was a really bad throw. Let's go to takeaway number two. Missed tackling. Missed tackling has been an issue all season long. It really made a difference there. It wasn't just the missed tackle on the DeAndre Swift run, or the catch run for 55 yards, but, I mean, let's talk about this for a second. How similar was that damn DeAndre Swift catch and run to Saquon Barkley last year in the first play of the game, right? Around the outside, a guy has him in the sidelines. Just push him out of bounds, and yet you let him cut inside. You can never let that happen. It was so similar to the Saquon Barkley issue. Missed tackles has been an issue since Dan Quinn got the job here, and they keep, you know, saying we're going to be violent. You got to be violent and wrap people up. Takeaway number three, mistakes lead to losses. It's a bad time for Bill to have a fumbling issue because he's getting all the hype around the league here, and I'm not saying it got to his head at all, but it does change your vision when you have to focus on having two hands on the ball at all times. And I didn't think he was himself after the fumble, and I think it's something we have to keep an eye on now. I mean, I'd be worried about a fumble again. Especially with Dallas, who's got dogs on the defensive side of the ball, trying to punch that ball out. Takeaway number four, another zero on the board after one quarter. Just completely unacceptable. I don't know who the blame's on this time, right? Maybe it is on Jaden Daniels, and maybe that's what this is. that Jaden Daniels has not started games strong enough. I thought the play calling was good. Like, it's hard for me to blame Cliff here on this one. I thought early, like late in the game, I thought the play calling was bad, right? But on the first drive of the game, you go right down the field, and then Jaden throws the interception. And then the second drive of the first quarter, Bill has a fumble. I'm not putting that on Cliff Kingsbury or Dan Quinn. That's not the coaching staff fault for this slow start again. That's the players. That's on the players. And so I'm not blaming the coaching staff at all there. We had good play design. We went right down the field after we gave up a field goal. Now, I'm upset with the defense, the way they started the game, giving up two field goal drives. But this has been the case for this defense. They bend, but they don't break. They're going to give up yards, and they're going to keep us in it, hopefully, by not giving up touchdowns. And that's what happened in the first half. And then I'm going to say this. One positive of the 10 takeaways. A really strong third quarter. You got to give Dan Quinn credit. They came out there, and the third quarter was 8 plays, 3 minutes off the clock, field goal. I would have loved a touchdown, but yes, it's a field goal. Defense gives up a field goal. Offense had their most impressive drive, 9 plays, 84 yards. And once again, let's take a listen to the radio call as Jaden Daniels throws to Luke McCaffrey on a great play designed by Cliff Kingsbury. They had been setting this up with the screen pass to Deebo Samuel. This time they fake it. McCaffrey is wide open, 33 yards into the end zone. Here is Bram Weinstein on the call.
Snap to Daniels, pumps left, looks right,
touchdown. Throws open to Luke McCaffrey behind the defense. He walks into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Luke McCaffrey was sprung free!
This is a great play call, and this is the Deebo Samuel thing. You throw a bunch of bubble screens to it, and then you fake the bubble, and Luke McCaffrey fakes the block, and he is literally wide open for the touchdown.
Yeah, good call there on the fan. Deebo Samuel had been so good on those screen passes, and then they fake it and get a really big chunk explosive play. After that touchdown and then a blocked field goal and then another touchdown, you've completely flipped the momentum. You went from a game that was 16-10 and made it 24-16. You got to be able to close out this game. Takeaway number 6, we could not close out the game. Takeaway number 7, we cannot stop runs outside. And I talked about it, 91 yards on 8 carries outside, couldn't do much in the inside, and I think that's just because we have slower linebackers in Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu and weak corners. Mikey Sainer still. As much as I like him, he couldn't come up there and make the big play. Marshawn Lattimore couldn't come up and make the big play. Trey Amos couldn't come up and make the big play. We're so weak stopping runs on the outside. Takeaway number 8, I thought Cliff Kingsbury got a little bit too much into the pass attack. I know the play action was working, but at the end of the day, when you have a lead in the fourth quarter, and especially an 8-point lead like that, you want to be able to ground and pound. And we ran the ball successfully enough to keep going with it. 26 attempts for Jaden Daniels. One too many. One too many. And one mistake cost us this game. And now you have to stay the trend that I've been tracking, Stub. It died last night. From 15-3 to now 15-4 when Jaden Daniels runs for 34 or more yards. I felt so good in the second half there when he got a 15-yard run and then an 18-yard run to get up to 38 yards, 52 yards on the ground for the game. That was good enough, man.
I was thinking the exact same thing when he passed that 34. I went, oh, we got it.
Yeah. But you can't fumble. You can't fumble in the fourth quarter. Takeaway number 9, we have a kicking issue. I have no trust. If Dan Quinn trusted him, he would have put him out there for a 58-yard field goal. I get it wasn't the best conditions, but you're at home. They trusted their kicker to go out there. Takeaway number 10, thought the crowd looked good on TV. I know we had one caller that complained about how it wasn't a full blackout. Thought it looked decent on TV. I thought they were really loud at times, especially during that blocked field goal. That was good. But now you have to go and steal a road win in Dallas. Like that caller said, we've just put ourselves in a bad position here because you were at 3-2 and you should have been at 4-2 and had a chance to go to make it 5-2. And maybe you steal one in Kansas City, make it 6-2. Well, now you're 3-3, and I would be totally happy with 5-5. I would be even happy with 5-6 and going into the bye week where they're giving ourselves a fighting chance. And that's because I've now changed my mind on what our ceiling is for this season. With a defense that can't stop the run on the outside and a secondary that can't stop giving up explosive plays when they play man-to-man, I don't know how we're supposed to win some of these games. I know that if we get Terry McLaurin back, we could definitely win one of these next two road games in Dallas or at Kansas City. I don't know if we can do it without him. So now we're kind of relying on the health of a guy who missed training camp. It's not a good position to be in here. Stubb, do you agree with me? Would you be okay with 2-2 over the next four games here?
Yes, actually, yes. Chiefs and Lions are in there, so I'm going to forgive us for losing those two. But yeah. I think we could scrape one.
Yeah, and I think we can go to Dallas and beat the Cowboys. If the New York Giants nearly did...
I feel great about that game, if I'm being honest.
I don't feel great because I think they could score 30, but I think Jay Daniels can go score 40. So
yeah,
we'll see how it plays out. I think it'll be a high-scoring affair. We cannot turn the ball over, cannot make mistakes, got to have a good first quarter, got to put a damn point on the board in the first quarter if we're going to win this game. But as long as we're 500 or above, I'm going to be feeling okay about the way this season will play out because I think we can win some games late. Like, I really like that stretch after the bye of Denver, Minnesota, New York as an opportunity to get right and get healthy. But right now, you cannot go below 500. That's when you push the panic button. I'm not pushing it right now, but if we lose to Dallas, I will be. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. We got the high school football broadcast game of the week every Friday night. Yeah, Friday Night Lights can be heard on 910 The Fan with Gary Hess and Gary Criswell. College, Hokies and Hoos, and the Washington Commanders can be heard every game here on 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Want to do a little Commanders comments here, Stubb. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. I think we start with the most famous comment. Irving Magic Johnson Yeah, Magic Johnson, the NBA Hall of Famer, involved in ownership of the Commanders, if you had forgotten. He was part of the group led by Josh Harris. He comments, the Commanders' 25-24 loss to the Bears last night was heartbreaking. Absolutely. I saw this that I totally agreed with online from the Commanders Declassified podcast. This team has yet to look like their 2024 selves for a full game. Sanra still's not themselves. Our defense can't stop anyone. The Terry holdout ruined any hope of offensive chemistry. Zero defensive discipline. We are losing to teams we should beat. It's going to be a long year. I mean, it's hard to disagree. I said we have to beat the Falcons. We have to beat the Chicago Bears. I didn't expect us to beat the Chargers, but those two losses are really stinging today. It's starting to pile up, for sure. This team's now at 500 at 3-3. Wade tweets me, that was a garbage game, man. Rob says, I can't believe Jaden Daniels dropped the ball. And Nick tweets us, well, Jaden Daniels really screwed us here. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Looks like our intern, diehard Commanders fan, Biff, wants to chime in. What's up, Biff? How are you?
Hey, guys. I know you guys have been talking about the terrible Tuesday, and man, has it been a terrible Tuesday. I just sat through a class, and I just didn't even listen. I've been listening to you all day.
Well, I appreciate you supporting the show there at High Point. Give us your three biggest takeaways from the 25-24 loss to the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, number one, it was just uncharacteristic. I just felt like Jaden Daniels didn't play the game that we know he can play. The first interception, they were driving down the field. I was pretty confident. And just throw it behind Debo. That's a touchdown. He throws that pass a lot, and he usually completes it. Bill fumble. I mean, listen, he's a rookie. Like you've been talking about, you kind of worry about that as a rookie. I'm not going to be harped too much on Bill. But then the fumble, Jaden Daniels fumble, they said in the beginning of the game, they said, oh, Jaden Daniels has never fumbled the ball. And yeah, then he fumbles the ball. So it's just very uncharacteristic and clumsy. And then defense, I mean, when Quan Martin didn't make that tackle on DeAndre Swift, I had like a gut-wrenching like pain in my heart because I was like, we just let him back in this game. We had all the momentum. It was like a third and long or something like that. And it's not really a play to get 20, 30 yards. It's just to get the first down, knock him out of bounds. And he doesn't even – and DeAndre Swift makes us look like he's Saquon Barkley. And he's not.
Yeah.
And so it's just clumsy. It's not Washington Commanders. And I worry because if we have that momentum that we had against the Chargers, now it's gone. And now it's a short week against our rival at Dallas. Like you said, it's a must-win game.
Yeah. And I think that's a good point about DeAndre Swift. We made him look like Saquon Barkley. And I respect DeAndre Swift. I think he's really good. Michael Phillips kind of disagrees with me. And when you look into the numbers – at least not even that good. He's like 20th right now in running backs. No, I get it. He's, you know, has only played 5 games. Everybody else has played 6. But he's been tossed around this league from Detroit to Philadelphia to Chicago. His last 100-yard game was against Washington, you know, last year. And so, like, if we're making DeAndre Swift look like Saquon Barkley, what's Javonte Williams going to look like, right? And then, you know, what's Isaiah Pacheco going to look like? And then what's Jahmyr Gibbs going to look like? And then Devon Achane? Like, I don't know. Are we going to be able to stop running backs anymore for the rest of the season? It was just really uncharacteristic, though, the offensive mistakes that we had.
What I worry about is honestly, like we talked about Kinlaw and Payne. Them two, honestly, I've been very surprised that Kinlaw is here. I've been happy about it. But the outside run, it's like the fast, big, strong running backs. It's just, we have a problem. We did pretty good against Genty. We did pretty good against the Chargers with their 5 running backs that they played. Overall, Scatavu laid a hammer against, I think it was Quan Martin. It's just those big, fast running backs that can create space for their own players. It just gives us a big problem, and that's scary because that's every running back in this league now. And like you just named it, I totally forgot that we have all these great running backs coming up. And so now we just ask this offense to keep scoring every time. And if there's a time not to punt, it's these games coming up.
Yeah. And you know what? Not having Terry McLaurin certainly hurt the Commanders, but maybe even more of an impact in this game was not setting the edge and not having Dietrich Wise. Jacob Martin could not set the edge. Oof.
No. It was like almost like we were texting earlier in the game and during the game, and I told you, I mean, I'll give you credit, I let everybody know, he told me that Chris Moore was a dog, and right when he texted me that, they scored a touchdown, and I was like, all right, Luke McCaffrey's turn, and then he scores a touchdown. But we didn't even talk about this defense. We didn't even talk about the key pieces that we're missing on defense, because we're so worried about the offense. So I just worry, and I was going to ask you guys, how long do we know about Terry's absence? Because we just paid him a lot of money. There's a lot of drama. Now he's not playing. How long are we thinking?
Yeah, we were hoping to get an update today from Dan Quinn at 3 p.m. I'm holding out hope that he will play against the Dallas Cowboys. Otherwise, it was a front office mistake, and they should have put him on IR. I'm holding out hope that he will play against the Cowboys. Good call, Biff. I appreciate you chiming in. And I think he made a great point about this team not putting the game to bed when they took the lead by 8. Now, I wish it was 9 so badly, because we've seen how good this team is when they get a 2-score lead. But they came back with one big play to DeAndre Swift, and it flipped the momentum. Like we said earlier, from 16-10 to 24-16, you had all the momentum in the world. You had everything. You needed your defense to just get one stop, or at least hold them to a field goal. And they give up the big explosive 55-yard play to DeAndre Swift. I had a bad feeling in my stomach after that as well. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back on The Fan.
That's luck, but completely my fault. Didn't give Bill a chance, so it was my fault. I'm not going to sit up here and blame it on the elements. I mean, at the end of the day, I got to focus. I get paid to go out there and focus playing to play out, and I had a lack of focus right there, and it cost us a game.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. That was the words of quarterback one, Jaden Daniels. I get paid to go out there and focus, play in and play out. I had a lack of focus right there, and it cost us the game. I love that accountability from him. We win with Jaden Daniels. We lose with Jaden Daniels. That's my quarterback, and I love that honesty from Jaden. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Let's go around the room with our Commanders' reactions here on a terrible Tuesday. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. So my dad is visiting me today, and we got to witness an awful end to that Monday Night Football game last night.
A nightmare. I was so confident that on third down we were going to do something good. But there was one thing, I don't know if you've mentioned it. I've got this big TV now that you were able to arrange with in my place. Mm-hmm. And there was swirling wind, and there was the rain coming down. And I just said to myself, is that going to affect something?
Well, I said to myself, I'm praying it affects Jake Moody hitting the game-winning field goal. That's all we could do, was pray and hope that he would miss a very makeable field goal. And he did, and they won the game. We got Jeremy and Stubb on the other side here. I mean, how much do you think the elements played a factor in this one?
They were huge. I mean, you obviously saw the fumble dropped at the end there. A lot of people are blaming the elements. Jaden Daniels not blaming the elements, but I think that certainly had a factor in it.
Yeah, I mean, he lost focus. Maybe part of the focus was, damn, it's windy as hell. Are we in Chicago? Are we in the Windy City?
But what about the drive down? That's where it really killed us, is they went down another 40, 50 yards.
Right.
And we had chances to stop them, and that was the whole game. There were times where we had chances to stop them that we did, and it looked really good. Okay, we're going to really do it now.
Well, we never got the stop when it mattered most, right? Like there. You fumble, there's 2 minutes and 55 seconds on the clock. Jaden is praying, give me another shot. Give me another shot. Give me another shot. But your defense didn't get a stop. 9 plays, they get into field goal range, they bleed off all of the clock completely. I don't know that Dan Quinn had the best time management there, you know, calling timeouts. I get it. You want to stop the clock, but if you're going to give up a first down, you damn wish you would have had those timeouts back later when they just let the entire clock run off completely from 1:14 down to 1 with Jake Moody attempting the kind of, you know, the game-winning field goal. But also, when you scored to make it 24-16, that is when you need your defense most. And you gave up the biggest explosive play of the game in the 55-yard touchdown to DeAndre Swift. That changed the momentum entirely.
And we've been doing that all the games.
Yeah.
You know, there's 2, 3, 4 catches. And, you know, what you said while I was driving down here, it's, you know, the passes that are going 10 yards for all the opposing teams, there's nobody around. There's no defense there, and they're getting 10 and then 15 and then several times, you know, like the 40 or 50 yards.
Yeah, and Caleb wasn't great. He missed a few open receivers, but a lot of times when he threw it, he was throwing to open receivers. We didn't really make him fit it into tight windows other than the 3 passes that I thought were interceptable, and we didn't catch any of them. So just really frustrating defensively, and this is why you saw how aggressive Cliff Kingsbury was last year, because he knows his team needs a 2-score lead, because you can never trust this defense to get a stop, Stub. They're not going to get a stop when we need it most.
No, you can't. It's been consistent. It was consistent last year. This is why we always put it in Jaden's hand to win the game. And I legitimately, this might be the first time we put it in his hand and he couldn't do it. I can't. Maybe that Steelers game, but that was like a whole different thing. And Zach Ertz did make that or whatever. But this is the first time where it was Jaden could go win us the game and he didn't. So I can't fault him that much because he's like 15-1. But it's just sad to see.
Yeah, and you know, we've cost ourselves a few games here. You know, with turnovers and missed field goals. And we've got to be better in those categories right there. And especially when, like, so that's our weakness defensively. We're a year and a half through Dan Quinn. His defense is not creating turnovers. And then you highlight the fact that our offense is putting the ball on the turf. It's got to change because you can't win games that way. You can't win games that way.
What about articles about we're the oldest team, and you're starting to see some of the guys, well, you've seen it all year, missing tackles.
Yeah.
And it's you know, I don't like that we've got so many guys that are 33, 34, 35 that were good, but are they good enough now against 23, 24-year-old guys?
Well, Marshawn Lattimore's not. I'm not going to say that Bobby Wagner's too old because he's still leading this team in tackles. But like Frankie Louvu, who hasn't stepped up like I thought he would. And that's a big difference right there. Dorrance Armstrong missing part of that game definitely showed up because he's been our best defender. He did come back in and get a key sack in this one, or at least a tackle for loss. But he, you know, missing him certainly cost us at times in this game. But it was a winnable game and one that we should have won. And now looking back on it, you know, throughout the rest of the season, I just hope this isn't a game where we're like, that's where things changed. That's where momentum shifted for the entire season. I believe we have the leaders in the locker room to not let this snowball into 2 and 3 losses in a row like it did last year. But it absolutely could, because your next 2 games are on the road at Dallas and at Kansas City. Do you guys think we should go to Dallas, pitch a tent in Dallas, you know, rent out a motel in Dallas, and just stay there for the full week and try to recreate that magic once again and then go straight from Dallas to Kansas City?
I don't necessarily think that you need to do that. It's not like the cross-country travel there. I think it's good for the guys to, you know, be at home and be comfortable while they reset their mindset for a big division game.
And I think you can only do that so many times before, you know, the older guys especially, with wives and kids, are like, come on. Don't let us, like, make us be gone every week. I want to see my family at night. I think you can do it every now and then, but not too frequently.
Well, we got to do something to get off to a better start. And once again, against the Chargers, I blame the coaching staff. Against the Falcons, I blame the coaching staff. Against the Bears, that was the players. That was Jane Daniels' interception on the first drive. That was Bill's fumble on the second drive. And a defense that couldn't get off the field because they couldn't tackle on the first 2 drives. That was the difference in the game. We got ourselves behind too much. I mean, I think about how much different this game would have been if we had not had the 2 turnovers in the first quarter, if we had made that field goal, We should have won this game by double digits. It should have been like the Giants game, like the Raiders game, where it's not even close in the fourth quarter because we have gotten off to a better start and because we didn't beat ourselves, right? I mean, the Jaden Daniels throw to Deebo Samuel, that should have been a touchdown drive. That's 7 points we took off the board. The Bill fumble led to 7 points. That's 14. And then Matt Gay missed. That's 17 points that this game flipped. A one-point loss should have been a 16-point win. What have we averaged at home this year? 2 16-point wins. That's what it should have been. But we vomited it all over ourselves, and we spilled it on the ground, and we let them pick it back up.
And we had the 8-point lead, and all we needed to do was stop them and get another field goal, and the game was over.
Yeah. I hate that we blew an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter. I hate it so much.
And they did it so quickly that it just, we lost our confidence then.
Right. I mean, the game completely flipped because not only did they get a touchdown, but then they also got the ball back in three plays later, basically, with a quick three and out or five play and a punt. Now, luckily, our defense stepped up there. But yeah, I mean, that momentum was flipped on that DeAndre Swift catch and run. And it's so frustrating because it just came down to a missed tackle. And our guys ran into each other. And that's awful defense right there.
What's going to happen with Bill now? Bill has definitely lost some confidence.
Yeah.
And after he did fumble it, they kept him out for a little bit, right?
They went back to him later, but he didn't look like himself. I mean, I think he's thinking about the fumbling issue for sure. I think it's hampering him. And yet, we had enough rushing yards to win, 124. Jaden Daniels, 10 carries for 52 yards. Might have also come down to, like, the drop passes, right? Didn't Jalen Lane have a drop? Jeremy McNichols had a drop on a third down where he might have made a guy miss. Deebo Samuel had a drop. Chris Moore had two drops. And part of that issue is that we need Terry McLaurin back. Chris Moore should not be running those routes. I was doing bits on social media, Stub. Chris McLaurin touchdown, Luke McLaurin touchdown. But we needed Terry McLaurin in that game, and we certainly need him back if we're going to beat the Dallas Cowboys. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.